1, 2, 3. Amen. If you have your Bible, open your Bibles with me to James chapter 5. James chapter 5. Now, I was going to speak this morning on no prophet without manifestation, but the Holy Spirit moved me in a different direction. And the Lord wants to speak to some individuals, a lot of young people. So young people, please keep your eyes and your ears open today, because God has some words for you. Amen. You know, we live in a day and age when people are just downright mean. And there's a lot of our children and our youth are being abused and by words. There's a lot of bullying that's going on. There are these people who are just being mean to your children and being mean to your grandchildren. And God wants to minister to your heart and your life today. And he wants to bring healing. Not only healing there, but healing on all different levels, in all different areas, because he is the Lord our healer. Amen. And when I was looking at this, if you look at, I'm going to read out of James chapter 5. I'm going to read out of the Amplified. Of course, I'll preach out of the King James Version. Just to expound a little bit on the scripture, I'm going to read out of the Amplified. I'm going to begin to read with verse number 13, James 5, 13. The Bible says, is any among you afflicted, in parentheses, ill-treated or suffering evil? Ill-treated or suffering evil? He should pray. Is anyone glad at heart? He should sing praise to God. Is anyone among you sick? He should call in the church the elders, the spiritual guides. Understand with me, he's not saying just anybody in the Bible. He's calling for the elders and the spiritual guides. And they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the Lord's name. That doesn't mean that your prayer isn't effective. Everybody's prayer is effective. But what God is saying, there's a time when he calls on the elders of the church to anoint with oil and pray over you. Amen. And the prayer that is of faith will save him who is sick, and the Lord will restore him. And if he have committed sins, he will be forgiven. Confess to one another, therefore, your faults, your slips, your false steps, your offenses, your sins, and pray also for one another that you may be healed and restored to a spiritual tone of mind and heart. The earnest, heartfelt, continued prayer of a righteous man makes tremendous power available, dynamic in its working. I want to focus your attention today for this message this morning to verse number 15. And it says, in the prayer of faith, pistis, the prayer of faith, of trust in Jesus, and trust in Jesus. In other words, what the Apostle James is saying here, he is saying, don't think it's about having faith to believe all the time that you're going to be healed. Our faith is in the power of Jesus. Our faith is in trust in Jesus. He says, the prayer of faith shall save. Save comes from the Greek word sozo, which means healed, body, mind, soul, spirit. Body, mind, soul, and spirit. What is the thought? If you've been afflicted, if you've been mistreated, if people have been abusing you, saying all manner of evil about you and to you, you know, trying to make and bullying on you. Amen. He says, and that, and then all of a sudden he says, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he have committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. In other words, what the Lord wants to say is, hey, we're not going to be conformed to this world, but we're going to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And God's going to heal some hurt and some pain. Let's be honest. Let's be true. How many in the room has been hurt by words? Don't be a shy. You don't have any reason to fear in the house of God. You're amongst people here that love you and care for you. And God wants to heal today. God wants to set free today. God wants to minister to your heart in a special way. So just keep your heart open and receptive to what the Spirit has to say today. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall lift them up. And if you've committed sins, they shall be forgiven. The title of this morning's message is The Brink of Breakthrough. Right on the verge. Right on the edge. You're sitting right on the edge, and God is getting ready to do something. We're going to look at three things out of this text today. The prayer or the petition, what the note says. The promise and the pardon. You with me? Can we lift a word together and make a declaration in the house? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I'll hear God's word and my life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Lord, speak to me. For I'm listening. Thank you, Jesus, for loving me in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And we're so grateful for what you're going to do here today through your word, through the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I pray right now, Father God, that Carl gets out of the way. Spirit of living God. Father God, speak to every heart that's in the room today. Father, I know that you've come to heal. You've come to deliver. You've come to set the captives free, Father God. You've come to open prison doors. So Lord, have your way in this house. Have your way in every heart and every life that's gathered in this room. And when all was said and done, you'll receive the glory and the honor and the praise. But we ask these things in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. The Lord just let me feel some hurt. That hurt's been covered up. It's been sheltered. It's been ignored, but God has come to heal it today. God has come to minister to your heart and your life. He says, don't be afraid. Don't have any fear. I love you in everything that the adversary meant for evil. I'm going to turn all those things around. I'm going to minister to your heart in a brand new way this very day. My child, I love you so much. Those things that were said to you were lies. Not one word was true. I created you in my image. You are just like me. You are just like me. So lift your eyes to the hills from whence your help comes, because your help is going to come from me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Jenny said, in the prayer of faith shall save the sick. And he's talking about the petition here, the prayer of faith, the prayer of trusting Jesus. trusting Jesus that will heal your body, your mind, your soul, and your spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. So look with me in John chapter 14. And we'll just follow through and look what Jesus wants to say to us through his word today. First thing we want to look at is the prayer. The prayer of faith. The prayer of faith shall save, shall heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. The sick, the irago, the downtrodden, the afflicted. You know, the word of God says in Psalms 34, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Out of them all. Okay? So in John chapter 14, verse 12, Jesus speaking, he said, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father. And whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. Okay? In other words, the prayer of faith, the prayer of trusting in Jesus, the prayer of in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, and the name, he said, every knee must bow and every tongue will confess that he is Lord. Every name that is named on heaven and earth must bow to the name of Jesus. So as we're praying and we're praying at faith, we're praying for the hurt, the mental anguish, we're praying in the name of Jesus. Turn with me to Matthew chapter 21. We're praying in Jesus' name. A prayer of faith is in Jesus' name. The prayer of faith in Jesus' name will save, heal body, mind, soul, and spirit. The sick. The sick. And Matthew 21, verse 21, Jesus said this. He said, verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. Now I want you to understand, God isn't necessarily talking about literal mountains. A mountain is anything that's standing between you and your peace, between you and your healing, between you and your deliverance. Whatever obstacle is between you and your resolve, that is the mountain. I was reminded when I was looking at that about the demoniac of the Gadarenes. When Jesus came to the demoniac of the Gadarenes, what did he do? There was a legion of demons that was upon this demoniac. What did Jesus do? He cast that mountain. That mountain was the legion. He cast that mountain into the sea. That was the obstacle that was standing between the demoniac's right mind and his right place. And whatever it is that's standing between you and the right place of your mind, the right place in your body, the right place in your spirit, the right place in your soul, that's what we're attacking today. That's what we're going to take authority over, the mountain. We're going to take authority over whatever that obstacle is. Are you with me? Amen. Amen. Turn with me to Acts chapter 4. First, it's in Jesus' name. We're praying in faith. Amen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is believing God at his word. I believe God's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he doesn't change. He's still the Lord that heals. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? Well, I'm saying if faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God, we're going to overcome some things in the house today. Amen. Some things that have been tormenting people's minds. and tormenting people's lives. Amen? Amen. In other words, those lies, that old saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but names will never hurt me, is a big lie. The names hurt worse than the sticks and stones. Hallelujah. You listen to what God's saying. God says that you're precious, that you're dear, you're of great value. Amen. The Bible says in Acts chapter 4, verse 29, "Now, Lord, behold their threatenings, and grant unto thy servants that with all boldness they may speak thy word, by stretching forth thy hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus." And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness. In other words, it's in Jesus' name. It's by faith, and it's by the word of God, which is full of power. Amen? Are you with me? Amen? Amen? Are you listening? You listening? Amen? Are you listening? I know that the adversary has said some ugly things to you and had people say some ugly things and do some ugly things. Try to take your value and make you feel like you don't have very much worth. People are ugly. But God loves you and has a plan in your life. And that plan is for good and not for evil. He gives you, each and every one of us, a hope and an expected end. Amen? He says to you and I, the greater is the one that is in us than he that is in the world. In other words, he's saying we can overcome him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. We got to remind ourselves who we are. God wants to remind everyone in the house today who you are. Nay, in all these things we're more than conquerors. Amen. So in other words, I'm going to put on the helmet of salvation, and I'm not going to receive these words, these belittling words, these downgrading words, these words that came forth saying that you don't have value and worth. They're lies. They're lies. Just say it right now. Say, devil, you're a liar. Devil, you're a liar. Not one word you say is true. Amen. Okay. Let's look at a promise. What was the promise? And the Lord will raise him up. Raise him up. You know what that says? It comes from the Greek word arego or ergo, and it means to awaken, to arouse. Amen. In other words, you might have been on the verge of death, but the healing power of God came in. And you arose, you aroused, you were woken. And that's the power of God. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord will lift a standard against him. Amen. And that standard has been raised in Christ Jesus. Amen. God wants to wake us up. God wants us to be full of life. He's come to give us the abundance of life. Hallelujah. So look with me and 2 Corinthians, we'll just go to establish this real. We're going to look at the promises. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. Just verse number 20. We're looking at the promise. What did the promise say? And the prayer of faith shall save the sick. That's the prayer. Prayer of faith. And the Lord shall lift him up. That's the promise. How many know that we want to stand on the promises of God? So 2 Corinthians 1:20 says this. For all the promises of God in him are what? Yes and amen to the glory of God by us. In other words, all the promises of God are yes and so be it. Not yes and maybe, not yes and maybe no, but all the promises of God are yes and amen. Yes and so be it. So when you say amen, you're saying so be it. So be it. So can I hear you say yes and amen? Yes and amen. What are we yes and an amen to? Turn with me to Psalms 91. Verse number 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he have known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. And I will be with him in the trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. With long life. With long life. With long life. So as the enemy is coming to try to kill, steal, and destroy, I remind the enemy that the Lord has blessed me with long life. Amen. I'm in my prime. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. I'm not an old, worn out thing. Amen. So turn with me to Matthew 18, 20. Say yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. You know, the Word of God says, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19, promise. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. In other words, when I ask in the name of Jesus, I have an expectation. I have an expectation. I have an expectation to get. We were down in the basement this morning. And we were having donuts and coffee. And there was a young man that already had his donut, but wanted another donut. But I said to the young man, you already had your donut. But the young man went over and started pouting. And he got his donut. In other words, if I haven't shouted it out, maybe sometimes I just need to pout it out. Amen. Amen. Hey, let me tell you something. Can I say something to you? There's nothing wrong with crying. Amen. Jesus wept. There's nothing wrong with quiet crying. Because you know what? If we don't release the tears, maybe our head swells up. Hello? Amen? Don't let pride get in your way today. When we are children in need, God wants us to just be transparent and be open with them and say, Lord, I need. How many times do people just say, hey, brother, how you doing? Oh, great, blessed, highly favored, walking in favor, and they're going through total hell. The Word of God says, let's not twist this. He says, speak those things as not, that are not as though they were. He didn't say speak those things as that are as though they weren't. Again, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them all. And when the man comes to you and says, you're going through something now and everything's all right, he was the one that was there to stand in agreement with you, as two agree as touching anything they ask, it shall be done of them of the Father which is in heaven. Don't miss our blessings. Amen? Amen? Are we here? Anybody here with me? We're in this together, right? We're in this together. We're going to overcome all those things that were said, right? Yes, we are. Amen? Right? Right? You know, right? You know, right? Come on, you know, right? Those ugly things that were said to you? Right? Come on. Come on, God's speaking to everybody in the room. Every last one of us. We might be looking at the youth and the bullying that's taking place in the school, but everybody in the house has been bullied some way or another. Maybe it was your parents. Maybe it was your dad and mom that spoke death in you instead of speaking life into you. He's come to give life in the abundance thereof. Hallelujah. So turn with me to, where was I? Did anybody remember where I was? Hallelujah. So let's go to John 14. Hallelujah. Verse 27. I want you to get a hold of this today. Jesus said this. He said, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Now, if I'm hearing all this junk and I'm going through all this mess, how in the world can I have that? Because I've got to look from the inside out, not from the outside in. My peace doesn't come from the outside. It comes from the inside because my body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost is the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Peace. Jesus is in you. Amen. So your peace, the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. In other words, we got to change the way we look at things because we're going to go through tribulation in this world. But Jesus said, be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Hallelujah. And anything, words, actions, things that you're facing in life that's stealing your peace, God wants to bring you peace. God's here to bring peace. Amen. He's the minister of peace. Amen. He's the Prince of Peace. He says, my peace I give you. Amen. I want to receive the peace that he gives. Amen. And recognizing what he says about me is what matters. No matter who comes against me, no matter what's formed against me, it can't prosper because I am in him and he is in me. Amen. So what I'm doing is I'm trusting in him. And as I'm saying this, the prayer of faith shall save the sick and the Lord shall raise him up. And the key is, and if he's committed any sins, they shall be forgiven. Not only do we have the prayer, the promise, but we have the pardon. Now here's what the Holy Spirit said. I want you to listen to this. Jesus said, when I forgave you your sins, I removed them from the east as to the west, never to be remembered again. He says, my child, why won't you forgive yourself? Why won't you forgive yourself? Many have received forgiveness from things in their life and they're still walking around in the guilt thereof. The Bible says there is therefore no condemnation to those in Christ. Now that we're walking in the Spirit, not in the flesh. Amen? How many have trouble forgiving themselves? Anybody? All right? In other words, Jesus is saying to you and I, he's saying, if I'm not remembering it, why are you? Let it go. Let it go. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 1. I have to move on. People getting sleepy eyes in here. I can see it coming on. Lord, I bind the spirit of slumber in Jesus' name. You would think that a loudmouth preacher would keep people awake. I'll take that as a compliment. Ephesians 1:6 says this, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved, and whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Amen. Unmerited favor. God's forgiven you. And what God says, he says today, remember the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery? When Jesus got down and he started writing in the sand
And when he looked up, there was no one left that were going to stone her. And he said, "Woman, where art thou our accusers?" And she said, "There are none, Lord." He said, "Well, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more." In other words, what he said, hey, you're forgiven. I'm forgiven because he was forsaken. I'm accepted because he was condemned. I'm alive and well. His spirit is within me because he died and rose again. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's what the Lord wants to get in our hearts. He says in 1 John chapter 1, verse number 9, he says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I want you to understand something. He says, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and the Lord shall raise him up. And if he committed sins, they shall be forgiven him. Now, I want you to understand, sickness comes because of sin in this world. Sometimes we are sick by simple things that we do. You know, because every seed we sow has a harvest. All right? But not everyone is sick is because of sin that they've committed. So we're not looking at anybody and saying, you're sick because you're a sinner. Guess what? We're all sinners. You know, I want to put on the board out there after we get to the miracle service. I want to put it out on the board. Welcome here, the brokenhearted, the captives, the prisoners. This is a hospital for sinners. Hallelujah. Amen. This is for you and for me and for each and every one of us. None of us have arrived yet. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but there's areas in my life that still need to be healed. Amen. And every day I go from glory to glory to glory to glory. Amen. So what is God saying to us through the preaching and teaching of his word today? He said he's given us, he says, the prayer of faith, the prayer of believing in the name of Jesus shall save the sick. It's going to heal your body and your mind and your soul and spirit in closing today. It's going to heal your body, mind, and soul. And the Lord will lift you up. That's his promise. In other words, what the Lord is going to do is he's going to lift something off of you today. He's going to lift something off of you today. You listen to what he's saying. He's pardoned you and I. Our sins have been forgiven. So in closing today, this is simply this. If you're here today, and you've been mistreated verbally, and people have said matters of evil upon you, maybe you've been bullied, maybe you've been treated wrong, I want you to come and gather around the altar here. Please come. Please come. Please come. You raised your hand and said that you were at the beginning. You're at the end. Come on. Don't be shy. There's nothing to be afraid of in this house. You're amongst brothers and sisters that love you here. This is a family. We love each other. We care about each other. Don't worry about what someone thinks. Come on. You don't need everybody to go. You take a step, man. Take the step. Take the step of faith. Hallelujah. You've been bullied at school. You've been picked on. Come on. People said matter of evil about you. They ridiculed you. We lift our hands together in the sanctuary today. Father, I don't have enough oil. Hallelujah. Prosotekasi. Everybody that's here in faith, please stand. Or you don't have to stand, just extend your hand. Hallelujah. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus. Your word declares that no weapon formed against us will prosper. Every tongue that riseth up, we shall condemn. Right now, we bind every word that tore down or to belittled or degraded, Father God. These children that belong to you. Father, I pray right now, Father God, that you minister to their hearts and to their minds, Father God. Greater is the one that's residing in them than the one that's in this world. Father, you are Jehovah Rapha. You are their healer. You have come to set captives free and to open prison doors. We are not going to walk in the lies of the adversary. We are the head. We are not the tail. We're the blessed. We're blessed going in and coming out. We're jewels in your hands, Father God. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, that each and every one of them that are gathered here today, that their worth will be increased in their own hearts and their own minds. Say after me, say, devil, get behind me. You have no place in my mind. I have the mind of Christ. He is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. He is in authority. And I take authority over you. I am his child. I bought and paid for by his blood. I have been forgiven because he was forsaken. I'm going to walk in victory because of Jesus. I'm a new creation in Christ Jesus. Old things, get behind me. New things, look out. Here I come. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give him glory. Give him glory. Give him glory. Always remember what the Lord says, not what man says. See, man looks on the outward appearance, and the sad thing is everybody judges from the outward appearance. Look at this. Look at you. You come to church and the pastor's going to get you. Now, see, they might look at this little blue hair, and they might look at this little ring in the nose, and all of a sudden they form an opinion. God says, she's my child. God said, I created her in my image, and I love her. 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 I said, when you look at her, you look at me. And guess what? People come in all different shapes. Did I embarrass you, honey? I only did that because I love you. Right? And God loves you. You know, and one of the things he was saying, hey, let's not get so caught up in the outward appearance. You know what? The Bible says Jesus was comely. He was just a regular dude. He was just a regular man. When he walked in the room, then he'd go, whoa, look at that good looking dude. When John the Baptist came in, he was eating locusts and honey, and he looked like he'd been in the woods forever. He was an old hunter. Amen. God wants you to understand today that you're precious. And don't go around comparing yourself with others. He didn't create you to be other. He created you to be you. Amen. And God never said, oops. He never said, oops. If you were the only one, Christ would have still went to the cross for you because he loves you so much. God loves you. And I want you to understand something and get this in your heart. Your value and your worth is about what he says about you, not what others say. See, because he is the truth. He is the way. He is the source that brings us life in the abundance thereof. Amen. Jewels. Precious. Precious. Jewels. Precious. Jewels. Precious. Jewels. Precious. Jewels. Precious. 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 God wants you to know that you're precious. And he wants you to know that you're valuable. And every lie that the enemy has spoken has no place in your life. You know, that's why I need to get into his word and stay into what he says about me. Amen. 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 I'm so glad you're here today. You are here today because the Lord wanted to minister to your heart. Right? No accident that any of us are here. Amen? And you know what? Some people that aren't here, maybe they couldn't take what was going to be said today. So what I want you to do in the closing moments of the service, I just want you to do this. And this is between you and him. I want you to lift your hands and I want you to thank him in your own words for what the Lord's doing in your heart and life. I want you to thank him that he is the one that's created you. He is the one that made you the way that you are. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father God. Thank you for the hearts and lives. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I assure you one thing. Listen to me. If you received what the Spirit of the Lord said to you today, you'll leave here totally different than the way you came through the doors. Your life will never, ever be the same. Amen. Father, I pray your blessings upon the people. Father God, I pray that your face shines upon them and your glory rises on them. Father, if there's any sick that's among us,